Hello, I'm Lou. Thanks for visiting Toastmasters International to learn more about gestures and body language. Since 1924, we've helped more than 4 million people gain the confidence to communicate in challenging circumstances and one of the most demanding situations you'll ever face is speaking to an audience. Here are some time-tested tips to help you prepare so that you feel empowered to impress others. As a speaker, you know that the messages your words convey can be helped or hurt by the messages your body sends. To be truly successful in communication, you must be in command of your hand gestures, posture, facial expressions, and overall body language. Today, I'm going to share some great tips that will help you master your movements. Have you ever been in front of an audience and had trouble letting go of a lectern? Or have you ever had any other problems? Nervous mannerisms can mean trouble for speakers, like shifting your weight, adjusting your glasses, wringing your hands. These are examples of things you might be doing that lessen the impact of your presentations. And, tugging at your clothes? That's a problem too. You'd be surprised how nervous tics and inconsistent body language can distract an audience. Gestures that are not coordinated with the speaker's message will sap the speaker's energy and shift the audience's focus away from the intended message. Worse yet, it can cause an audience to laugh or even leave if they find the mannerisms difficult to watch. So what should a speaker do? The answer is planning and practice. The more you rehearse your speech, the better idea you'll have for what gestures can help emphasize a point. For example, if you want to explain to a group that your new cell phone is the size of a baby bird, you could make a cradling gesture by cupping both hands together and hold them out to be viewed. This descriptive gesture conveys the message of size while supporting the metaphor of a tiny baby bird that requires gentleness. Knowing that you're going to perform this gesture at a targeted moment in your speech will guide you as you prepare. And when you perform planned gestures in a speech, you'll be able to channel nervous energy into constructive movements that help your ideas. Now, what kinds of gestures should you imagine when planning a speech? Think of them in four major groups. First, descriptive gestures, like the baby bird cradle, help make your words more clear. They can help describe things like the size, shape, and location of objects you're discussing. Second, emphatic gestures underscore what you're saying. They show strong emotion about something, such as a clenched fist that might show anger or determination. Third, suggestive gestures help you convey ideas and emotions, like shrugging your shoulders might suggest some irony in what you're saying. And fourth, prompting gestures are a good way to ask your audience to participate or respond. If you want them to raise their hands, for example, you may raise your hand to show them. Well, that's a lot of gestures, isn't it? And that's good. For all the choices, you can select those gestures that naturally fit what you want to say. Start by thinking about the ways you normally move and try to rehearse those movements that come naturally for you. And if you feel you have to force something that doesn't come out of your instinctive whole body movements, think of some other gesture or movement that feels more natural to your style. Once you let go of the lectern and begin to move around, you can take note of which movements help get your message across. Beware of nervous mannerisms, though, and if you catch yourself repeating the same motion too many times, that's your nerves talking, not you. Movements such as this are probably not expressive enough to be in your speech. Instead, think of gestures that support the ideas in your talk. Try to focus your thoughts on words you'll be sharing from one point to the next. What movements are your natural response to what you're thinking, feeling, and saying? Stop. I have a word of caution. Be careful that your gestures are culturally sensitive to your audience. Some gestures are offensive in one culture and not in another. It's important to know your audience and then plan your gestures in terms that they can understand and accept. Coordinating gestures, eye contact, and walking can be a challenge. Just remember that you'll have trouble making eye contact while walking across the stage. So limit the number of times you walk. When you arrive at a destination, be sure to stay there and make eye contact. You can perfect this technique with practice. With your planned and rehearsed gestures, you'll be able to let go of the lectern in no time and give your speech the impact it deserves. For more information on gestures and body language, please visit a Toastmasters Club. Find a location near you at toastmasters.org.